Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Crowley's here, too. Catherine is a Harvard-trained psychotherapist, and she's the co-author of Working for You Isn't Working for Me, Mean Girls at Work, and other books. Let's see, what's another one here? Working for You is Killing Me. Working with You is Killing Me. That's the other one, right, Catherine?
Yes.
So Working for You is not working for me. Well, I've got two of them in front of me, but one of them, I've lost one of them. I think somebody has borrowed them. Anyway, Catherine Crowley, Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. Thanks for being here. Good job. Good.
My pleasure.
So, Catherine, in this relationship that employers have with employees, there's this thing between the two of us called compensation.
Yes.
And sometimes it's properly aligned for both parties, and sometimes it isn't.
Right.
And it can be improperly aligned for the employer, believe it or not, because if you got a good employee that you're not paying properly, you're going to lose that good employee.
That's right.
So the employers don't need to think, well, I don't have a problem with how I'm paying my people. You might have one and not know it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a classic. So it's very exciting for an employee to work for usually a small business because they have all kinds of opportunities to do a variety of things, to take charge, to create results, and to enjoy that ownership of the results with the small business.
And have fun.
And have a great deal of fun.
We have fun around
challenge,
here.
Yeah, and then the challenge can be on both sides, just what you said, the C word, compensation. You know, small businesses are often lean and mean, and they're trying to do the most with the fewest resources. Staff tends to be the greatest expenditure for any business owner. And so the prospect, while business owners know they need to pay raises, it often can feel like a very dicey request on the side of the employee. Like, am I asking too much? Are we doing well enough? How and when am I allowed to get a raise?
Yeah, and I've been down that road on both sides of the desk.
Uh-huh.
And more often actually asking for a raise when I was an employee for those 20 something years, mm-hmm. than recently. But yeah. Then the last 26 years since I've been a business owner. But it is an interesting relationship. One of my favorite stories about this, Catherine, is many years ago, I was just a young pup. I was in my 20s, early 20s, working for Sears. And there was a guy who was a manager. He wasn't my manager. He was actually like a regional manager, kind of a group. I'd gotten to know him, and he was kind of mentoring me. And I told him one day, I said, I want a raise. I need a raise. I'm going to ask my boss for a raise. And he said, Jim, let me tell you something. You're only worth so much to an employer.
Uh-huh.
He said, you have to remember that. You're only worth so much to an employer. That was a wake-up call for me.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't that I couldn't have understood that. It's just that I'd never had, nobody had ever put it to me like that. Nobody had ever said, you know, if you ask for too much, you know, you're not going to get shot down, but it might be a negative event.
Right. Well, so this is where, I mean, the opportunity actually in a small business is that you can have it's possible to have a candid conversation on both sides, right? An employee mm-hmm. could come to you after a year or after a period of time. They may ask for an evaluation. They may come prepared. If you are an employee, it's good to come prepared with your accomplishments. And if you'd like a raise, to be ready to ask for that. But to consider it, most people, when they ask for a raise, it can be difficult for them, so they think that it's going to be a one-shot deal. that I'm going to ask for it. You say yes or no, and mm-hmm. the conversation is over. Whereas what our experience is that it needs to be a conversation, right? So you make the request and you let the business owner think about it. And even if the initial response may be no, or I don't think we can do that at this time, that you say, okay, well, when could we have another conversation about this?
Mm-hmm.
So that it's ongoing. It's a negotiation. It's not a fait accompli.
What I would tell an employee about this is I would tell you something that another mentor told me a long time ago about another scenario I was in. He said, check your position.
Uh-huh.
And what he meant was look around you, see what's going on with regard to the marketplace, mm-hmm. with regard to how the company's doing, how you're
yes.
contributing to the company. Even though it's not, it may not be fair, what's going on with the company, what's going on with the owner might make it bad timing.
Right.
Timing even if you deserve a raise.
Yes.
And so absolutely, check your position. What do you think about that?
I think that's absolutely true. And at the same time, I think business owners have to understand that this is part of, for any employee, getting a promotion, getting a raise is part of moving their career forward.
Right.
So it's really kind of a dance, you know, between mm-hmm. the two. Yes, timing is everything. And you certainly, one thing is that you want to, even if you sense that the company is struggling, that's probably not the time to ask mm-hmm. for a raise. But you could still have a meeting to say, you know, I understand that we're in lean times here. I just want to know what would be the process.
That's a good question to have. But, you know, you can. There are triggers for that you should check your position about. And that is, you know, if it's obvious that you've taken on new responsibility, the minute I got the new responsibility, I wouldn't ask for the raise. I would perform on that new responsibility and then ask for the raise.
Uh-huh. Right.
Or timing.
Results matter.
Or, say again? Yes, exactly. Results matter. Or timing. Like, okay, boss, I've been here 2 years and I haven't had a raise. If I'm still doing a good job, what do you think?
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
I think time and service is a trigger for compensation. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. I also think that if you don't know if your boss can pay you something, you could ask for other kinds of rewards. Perhaps
mm-hmm.
you get to go to a conference on behalf of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you get to be on some kind of a task force. Maybe you get to take a course so that you start to build your skills further.
That's a great way for a small business owner to help compensate their employees. And what I tell them when I do that is, I'm investing in you. You're going to be able to take this wherever you go after you leave me.
Yeah.
Hold on that thought. When we come back, I want to get Catherine to talk about how do we compensate them. If we agree to the raise, how do we do that? Quick break, 20 after. Catherine Crowley is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.